This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So that's the setup, right? The broad conceptual piece of the story. But you spend $2 trillion, there is a certain amount of show me the money that is expected. And this bill, remember, is about improving infrastructure, broadly defined, to improve the economy. Part of the American Jobs Plan is $17 billion for inland waterways and ferries and coastal ports. And we have been telling you about how those ports have been struggling to handle all the imported stuff we have been buying for the past year. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, American ports have been in need of upgrades since well before this virus hit.
American ports could really use the help, says Dale Rogers, a professor of supply chain management at Arizona State University. He says when you look at the design of some foreign ports, like Shanghai or Rotterdam,
it's really brilliantly designed and engineered. And what we mostly have in the U.S. is infrastructure left over from an earlier time.
U.S. ports have been improving some to handle more imports and bigger ships. Mario Cordero is the executive director of the Port of Long Beach, which is part of the country's busiest port complex. He says the port is now prioritizing rail construction, which will help move cargo without burning as many fossil fuels,
but also in a more expedient manner to get the containers from the terminal and out of the harbor district.
Cordero says more investment in port infrastructure won't just let the port handle more capacity. It'll also help create jobs at the port itself and throughout the supply chain.
Whether it's jobs in the trucking community, jobs in warehousing, and of course jobs even when we talk about rail.
That could help pull in manufacturing and construction workers who've been out of work. But Dartmouth economics professor Emily Blanchard says there aren't as many unemployed workers in manufacturing or construction as in the service sector, which was disproportionately hit by COVID-19.
It's probably not the case that if you were waiting tables a year and a half ago, you're going to be jumping right in line to get involved in the reconstruction of the Baltimore port.
For supply chain jobs to boost the overall economy, Blanchard says the U.S. will have to invest in skills training. That, she says, will help unemployed people get better jobs and move up the income ladder. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.